We are back on the Andy Finn Show, and Mike, I got three issues to cover yet, and I don't know how I can do it in half an hour because I have so much to say about each of them.
Just
you know how
talk
I
really
am.
Fast.
That's right. Maybe I should talk about two at once. No, the first is that the torture issue has been settled. The battle between the Bush administration, or really it's Dick Cheney behind this pulling the strings on Bush, I believe, and the Republicans who are, quote, rebelling in the Senate, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and my senator, our senator here, John Warner, on the whole torture thing, they've come to an agreement, they think, although an agreement in principle. The second issue is that the front page of the Washington Post yesterday, Sunday, September 24th, said that the latest national intelligence estimate that came out in April says that the Iraq war is hurting the war on terror, that there's more terrorists now than there were before we went into Iraq, not fewer, which has been something I've claimed for some time, as you know. And the third issue is Bill Clinton was on Fox News yesterday morning, and he lit into Chris Wallace for the question he asked him. So which would you like to hear about first or talk about first?
Let's flip a coin.
I don't have a coin. Plus, there's not three sides to a coin. So let's start with Clinton.
There you go. No, actually, I would like to talk about that.
Okay. So did you see any of this?
I saw bits and pieces, but I saw a little Slick Willie getting a little bit agitated there, especially about the question about bin Laden. And
very agitated. So here's what happened. Clinton clearly was spoiling for a fight, and he was ready for the question. On the other hand, he's been dogged by this and followed around by this, and Democrats have decided it's time to fight back against this reign reigning down on them is all this criticism from talk radio, Fox News, all of this. And it comes in many forms, but Democratic politicians are tired of it, and they're tired of coming to elections and being accused of being weak, et cetera, et cetera. So what happened was Chris Wallace, the host of Fox News, and not a particularly partisan fellow, although he sits there and he presides over a very partisan discussion. That is, it's usually three conservatives and one NPR person, or maybe two and two. But he's clearly a conservative, Chris Wallace. This is Mike Wallace's son, by the way. But he's not a young kid. He's been in broadcasting for 30 years. He used to work for ABC. And Chris Wallace asked Clinton, he said, what can you say about, I mean, let me see if I can see, if I remember I don't have the exact quote, but Chris Wallace said, how come you didn't get bin Laden while you were in office?
Right.
And Clinton was upset about a couple of things. The first is, he said, first of all, I tried to get bin Laden. And when I went after him, conservatives complained
that he was spending too much time on bin Laden.
That I was spending too much time on bin Laden. Actually, people in Congress and other places said, you're obsessed with bin Laden, you shouldn't. When the Monica thing broke and he had some intelligence that said, we think we got bin Laden, he said, fine, go get him. When we fired missiles that had tried to get bin Laden, conservatives and Republicans said, he's just trying to distract, it's a wag the dog thing, and Clinton mentioned that. And that's a legitimate criticism. But the main point I think Clinton made that makes sense is he said, now, Chris Wallace, be honest. You don't ever ask anybody in the Bush administration the same question you're asking me. For example, the U.S. coal happened about 3 months before Clinton got out of office, the bombing of the coal. And we never retaliated for the coal because of the change of administrations. And what Clinton pointed out in here is something that if you pay attention to this, you know. He wanted the CIA and the FBI to certify that Al-Qaeda did the coal bombing, and then he was going to go after them. Otherwise, you know, in a pre-9/11 environment, whether it's the Bush administration or the Clinton administration, the American people did not have the stomach for a fight. They didn't want us going in and sending troops into Afghanistan to get bin Laden. No, we didn't want any casualties. We have very little tolerance for casualties before September 11th. So what Clinton said is that, look, I only had 3 months till I left office. The CIA wouldn't certify that the coal was bombed by bin Laden, and so I couldn't go after him. But then they did certify it after the Bush administration came in. They had 9 months before 9/11, and they never retaliated. why don't you ever ask the Bush administration why they don't retaliate? And Chris says, Chris Wallace said, I've asked them plenty of questions. He said, but you never asked them about that, did you? And Chris Wallace never actually answered that question. Now, it's not his, he doesn't have to answer questions from a guest, but I think Clinton made some legitimate points. Having said that, Clinton clearly was spoiling for a fight and just wasn't going to take it anymore. And I think that's probably a smart strategy for Democrats. Wallace asked him about Karl Rove, and because he had made a statement recently that Karl Rove, how did Clinton say it? That Karl Rove, basically that he's planned all this. I know what it was, that the Bush administration and Rove are trying to scare America, that they're raising the level of fear before an election just like they did before. Well, I don't know who's not paying attention, but that's clearly what they're doing. Chris Wallace seemed surprised that Bill Clinton would be willing to say that Bush and Rove are trying to scare Americans before they go to the polls. I mean, I'm not afraid to say that. Maybe he thought a former president shouldn't say something like that. But that's very clearly what's going on here. And that's their strategy. What was interesting was Clinton, the politician, said, I'm not blaming Karl Rove for it. I think he's seen that it worked before. It worked in 2002. It worked in 2004. Why wouldn't they try it again? The trick is that we can't, meaning that Bill Clinton is saying the Democrats can't be taken in by it. We got to fight back. And so he was on Fox News yesterday fighting back. So I thought that was interesting. And Chris Wallace was surprised by the counterattack that Clinton made on him. And I just thought it was good television. So that was fun. The next piece here is that the National Intelligence Estimate that just came out, of course, this is the big, it's like 15 intelligence agencies pulled together the best and brightest, to coin a phrase, of their intelligence and publish for the president's eyes only, or the intelligence community and the Senate and House intelligence committees and the president only, a paper about the risks in the world. And so this one, a 30-page NIE that came out in April but has been kept secret until the New York Times broke it on Sunday, and then the Washington Post and LA Times somehow got a hold of what the New York Times was going to put out. I guess it probably appeared on their website and they copied it. Sounds like plagiarism to me.
Turnitin.com.
That's right. We could take it to Turnitin.com, see who did it first. But it's probably written by some high school kid somewhere, you know.
In McLean.
But what's interesting is it claims that the Iraq war is hurting the fight for against terror. Now, there's a couple ways to look at this. Already, Negroponte, our head of Homeland Security, or is he head of... Yeah, I guess he's Homeland Security. He says that, well, there's a lot in this report. It isn't just this piece. And it's a subtle report, and there's more to it. I can't talk about it, but it's incorrect to say that the Iraq war is hurting the war against terror. Of course, Bush has tried to say that the Iraq war is the central front on terror, and he says Osama agrees with me. Why it's having Osama agree with you is a good thing, I don't know. But clearly, there's now, we got a problem in Iraq. We can't just get out. We've created a power vacuum. If we leave, it could be a breeding ground for terror. But Iraq is not primarily terrorists. It's less than 5% terrorists. It's insurgents. It's Sunni against Shia insurgents. And I'm not going to say it's a civil war yet, but it's getting darn close.
Right.
And we got a mess there. The danger here has always been that we will create more terrorists than we're killing. And going into Iraq, you plop 150,000 American soldiers in the Middle East, in an area where Muslims have, go back 1,000 years, worrying about Christians invading their country and trying to subdue them in the same way that Muslims have tried to subdue the different parts of the world. You got the potential for a mess. And so one of the things that we got to think about is what is the consequences of our actions. It's not enough to go in and say, we're going to go in and kill as many as we can. You know, Donald Rumsfeld was asked about this right after we went into Iraq. And he said, do you think we're creating more terrorists than we're killing? And he said, you know, that's a difficult question to answer. I don't know. And the administration has been saying since then, not that they don't know, but that, no, we are killing more than we're creating. This is the way you beat them. You have to have a forward-leaning policy, as the president likes to say, and we have to fight him over there so we don't have to fight him here. The dilemma, and this is a blue state of mind view of this, is that if you put 150,000 soldiers in the Middle East, you're going to rub some people the wrong way. You're going to radicalize some people. Hosni Mubarak, the president of Egypt, who knows something about the Middle East, said that going into Iraq, this is before the Bush administration went in, he advised against it, and he said, you will create 1,000 bin Ladens. And so he predicted more terrorism. What we seem to have here is confirmation from the intelligence communities that, in fact, the war in Iraq is increasing the number of terrorists in the world, radicalizing more people, and that's a problem. So that's what I predicted all along. But, of course, that's my point of view on this. Obviously, the Bush administration isn't going to agree. I was against the Iraq war for these very reasons. So were blue state people in general. They said, let's tread lightly. Let's not go after people that didn't attack us on 9/11. And Bush figured, as long as we're in there, let's settle this deal from the 90s, from my father's administration. And by the way, if we can spread democracy, it can be like a reverse domino theory. We'll, instead of knocking down countries and turning them all communist, we'll put the seeds of democracy in one country, and we'll end up with democracy in several countries.
Right.
Well, we'll see about that. But right now, the only thing we all are agreed on is we have a mess in Iraq.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly can't leave either because, I mean, and certainly the Bush administration probably feels this way. It would embolden the terrorists. Hey, look, we've defeated America. Let's go get them. Let's finish them off. So it's damned if you do and damned even more if you don't.
It's a mess. I wouldn't want to be president right now because the dilemma is that it may be – I understand the argument we can't leave. On the other hand, I'm not sure that's true. These guys have been wrong. Bush and Rumsfeld and Cheney have been wrong about so much. Who says we can't leave? We could fight terrorism someplace else. It doesn't mean that it's a disaster if we leave. I mean, that it would embolden the terrorists. What the problem is, Iraq could fall into total chaos instead of just 50% chaos. So it's a mess, and there is no good answer right now. So let's talk about Social Security. Yeah, that's the ticket.